From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Gunshots rang out in Cairo before dawn Thursday, hours after violence left at least three people dead and more than 600 others injured there. NPR's David Green says clashes between supporters and opponents of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak are prompting sharp responses from world leaders.
As President Hosni Mubarak's supporters clashed with protesters in Cairo, British Prime Minister David Cameron said he was paying close attention.
And if it turns out that the regime in any way has been sponsoring or tolerating this violence, that would be completely and utterly unacceptable. These are despicable scenes that we're seeing, and they should not be repeated.
Cameron spoke in London after meeting with UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon, who called for a proper and orderly transition in Egypt in short order.
If any transition needs to be taken, it should be done now.
The White House, for its part, released a statement condemning the new violence and expressing concern about attacks on the media and peaceful demonstrators. David Green, NPR News, London.
In Chicago, officials say crews will be working into the night to clear the city's iconic Lakeshore Drive. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the city is taking some heat after hundreds of people were stranded in their cars during a blizzard overnight Tuesday.
Critics say the city should have closed Lakeshore Drive earlier, before a series of crashes and spinouts led to as many as 900 vehicles getting stuck in the heavy snow. Some drivers left their cars and walked through the vicious storm. Others remained in their vehicles and were stuck for up to 12 long and cold hours before being rescued. Mayor Richard Daley's chief of staff, Rhea Roscoe, says traffic had been slow but moving before the quick series of mishaps turned the drive into a parking lot. And he says crews are still trying to get the remaining cars out.
We're going to continue to work through the night from both ends of the incident, from the north end of the incident and the south end of the incident with the front end loaders and the tow trucks to get Lakeshore Drive open.
Orozco hopes the thoroughfare can reopen sometime Thursday. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Leaked to U.S. cables reveal that Western countries are increasingly concerned that al-Qaeda is actively trying to obtain nuclear materials. Larry Miller in London reports that the cables were passed from WikiLeaks to the Daily Telegraph newspaper.
The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency warned U.S. officials the world stands on the brink of a nuclear 9/11. The classified U.S. cables say al-Qaeda is trying to acquire nuclear materials and looking to recruit rogue scientists to build a radioactive dirty bomb. Cables relating to a 2009 NATO meeting say al-Qaeda is planning to develop radioactive roadside bombs in Afghanistan. The cables also identify foiled nuclear smuggling operations, including freight trains carrying weapons-grade material across the Russian-Kazakhstan border and highly enriched uranium transported across Uganda by bus. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says he'll file legislation urging the Supreme Court to quickly take up challenges to the health care overhaul law. Lower courts have ruled for and against the legislation. Senate Democrats have defeated a Republican attempt to repeal the law. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that teenage boys vaccinated against the HPV virus are also highly protected against genital warts. More on this story from NPR's Richard Knox.
There are several hundred thousand cases of genital warts every year. Some of them become cancerous. Federal officials have already approved a vaccine to protect men and boys against four different types of human papillomavirus, or HPV, but authorities stopped short of saying all teenage boys should get it. The new study boosts the argument for routine vaccination. It tested the vaccine in more than 4,000 boys and men. It was funded by Merck, which makes the vaccine. Those who dropped out after only one shot were 66% less likely to get genital growths. Those who got all three recommended shots were 90% protected. The vaccine's recommended for teenage girls to prevent cervical cancer, but so far only about a quarter of adolescent girls have gotten the three recommended doses. The vaccine costs $400. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Thousands are without power after Cyclone Yasi ripped through northeast Australia. The storm was the country's worst in decades and came on the heels of record flooding blamed for 35 deaths in Queensland state. No deaths are blamed on Yasi, which is losing power as it moves farther inland. Hundreds of thousands of Australians were evacuated ahead of the cyclone's arrival. Tokyo shares are posting mild losses amid concerns of the unrest in Egypt. The Nikkei is down 0.2%.